Welcome to the Walking Through Time podcasts. There are plenty more to make your visit to your Norfolk more enjoyable.
My name's Megan Stronach. My maiden name was Megan Trail. I grew up in New Norfolk. Was born and lived up there in the 50s until we left the town in the early 2000s. So most of my life we lived there and still go back there with good memories from time to time. We moved into Hall Green at the end of 1993. In fact, we just moved from a little bit further along in the same street, which is Montague Street. We moved from 25 to 59. Hall Green's a lovely old property, and it caused quite a bit of excitement in our family when my husband and I decided to buy the house, because my father and his family had owned the house, and he'd lived there, not as a child, but I think he was probably a teenager. And his younger brothers were there, of course, probably longer. He spent a lot of his time boarding in Hobart at school, but he did go home there through the holidays. But yes, he was excited to think that we were going to be moving back into what he considered to be the old family homestead. It was built by Sir Robert Officer, who came to Tasmania very early in the early 1800s. He was the ship's surgeon on board a sailing ship called the Castle Forbes. He was about 23 at that stage and a qualified ship's surgeon. He then stayed on in the state and became very involved in lots of different areas. In agriculture, he was involved in the salmon ponds and bringing out trout eggs to Tasmania. He was also very involved with growing hops in the Derwent Valley. And as a medical person, he was very involved with the old Royal Derwent Hospital, or as it was then, Lackland Park Hospital. He was the first superintendent, I think, or certainly one of the early superintendents of the hospital. And he was given the block of land in Montague Street. What remains there at the moment is not all the land that he had. He had pretty much all the land from a block of land opposite the Bush Hotel right the way along to the old bridge. There's still a little cottage there just above the old bridge, which was his gatekeeper's cottage. And he also owned the land on the other side of the road of Montague Street there, which has now got lots of houses and things on it, but that's where he used to have his stables and keep his horses. And there is a little cottage there now, pretty much directly opposite the main entry gates to Hall Green, which used to be called Jemima's Cottage, and that was owned by his daughter Jemima. He was married to, his wife was Jemima, and this is one of their daughters. They had about 10 or 12 children, I think, maybe 14. Four or five, I gather, died in childbirth or as children. But there's quite a lot of the officer family around in the country still, and they still do from time to time come and visit the house and catch up on the family history. So we met quite a few of them while we were living there. I know that they're still very involved in agriculture in Victoria. Lots of the ones that we came to meet along the times would talk about, you know, the family's history in hop growing. Many of the Robert Officer's children he sent home to England or to Scotland to be schooled in agricultural methods. So then clearly they came back to Australia and set up their own properties and land in other parts of the country. I'm not terribly sure about how many of them stayed in the area other than Jemima, who moved across the road. Well, the house itself is old Georgian. It's the typical Georgian symmetrical house with a central doorway, but you can't really see that at the moment. The main entrance would have been from the Montague Street side of the house. It's a long, narrow house and it faces onto the river. So the original house was probably just a small central doorway and wings on either side, and it's been added to with further wings on either end and then added to again. So it's expanded lengthways over the years. It's also been affected by fires a couple of times. The end, which I guess is the northern end of the house, was badly damaged by fire, and it's been rebuilt over the times. It's got cellars, well, not quite cellars, they're not completely under the ground. They're about halfway under the ground. There's windows that, you know, if you're standing down in the rooms downstairs, you're at about eye level to the ground. And they would have been built originally as servants' quarters. There are some little rooms. It's clear to see what they used to be used for. There's some with hooks and still wire mesh on the doors, which would have been kept as storage rooms for meat or whatever. Interestingly enough, down there, there's a lovely old stove, a wood-fired stove down there. I can't remember the brand name, but there's a miniature of it across the road in Jemima's Cottage, exactly the same stove, just, you know, it looks like the mother one and the baby one across the road. So that's really nice. The other interesting thing about those cellar rooms is that quite a lot of them were closed off over the years. And in about 1967, there was a national news article about the opening up of some of these buried rooms under Hall Green, and there was all sorts of speculation as to what might have been down there or what would have been happening. When they opened them up, they just found empty rooms that were silted up and full of dirt, and I think all it really was that perhaps the foundations weren't as strong as they thought, and they'd had to seal up some rooms and store up the foundations and some of the external walls, I think. Lots of stories went round at the time about ghosts and all sorts of things, but I don't think that was really the case, unfortunately. The gardens are beautiful, but a lot of hard work, of course. The block at the moment's on two separate titles, and so there was never any shortage of water, and I guess that's the thing that we like. We always had plenty of water to water the gardens, keep them nice. But, of course, they used to go all the way, as I say, the land was much more expansive than it is now. The grounds used to go right down to the esplanade, right down to the riverbank below the house, and Sir Robert Officer used to grow hops down there, but that's all been reclaimed. Quite a proportion of the ground is now has the swimming pool, the town swimming pool on it. That used to be Hall Green grounds. There's a lower paddock there still that still has an interesting old pump where he used to pump water up from the river to water the hops and the gardens. And coming up now, there's still the remains of a very beautiful classic rose garden, lovely, interesting old roses in there. There's a fish pond, and there, in our time, there was a sundial there, but I think, unfortunately, the sundial part's has disappeared over the years. It was there when we were still living in the house. Lots of lovely old trees, and I can't remember all the names, and there's one called a Evergreen euonymus, I think it was, which is a very rare tree. Lots of beautiful magnolia grandifloras, lots of fruit trees, some lovely old grapefruits and lemon trees and all sorts. He's obviously had lovely old orchards and things there over the years. There's also a nice little building, a friend of mine. Now, the people, a couple of owners back, the Trail family had the house in the 30s and the 40s. They sold it to Dr. Marshall. Dr. Ailsa Marshall, who worked at Royal Derwent Hospital there. And her daughter, Ruth, was a good friend of a current friend of mine. And my friend, Lindy, clearly remembers sitting in a little building down on the lawn where Ailsa Marshall used to serve them bratwurst sausages. And that was their big treat, sitting in this little sort of outdoor shelter area with slate tiled roofs and things. Very, really cute. Lots of lovely pathways. There's also rumours that there are tunnels under the house that link it with the Bush Hotel, which is just a block away. We tried to see what we could find. We could never find what we believe were original tunnels. They're written up in a book by Ralph Garland, Troubled Asylum. He talks about the tunnels that run from the old Lackland Park Hospital down to the river underneath the Bush Hotel, and talk about a side tunnel across to Hall Green, which of course was Dr. Robert Officer's. So there's been suggestion in recent times. I gather the New Norfolk Council, Derwent Valley Council, have found some or are investigating some tunnels under Burnett Street, and that would be logical that these supposed tunnels under Hall Green would link with that and then empty out underneath or just in front of the Bush Hotel. But we never really, as I say, we never found any tunnels that were suggestive of that sort of structure. We did find just drainage tunnels, but nothing really very exciting. The name of the house, of course, comes from Robert Officer's family home back in Scotland, which is where he came from when he came to Tasmania.
The Walking Through Time project has been made possible through the assistance of the Australian Government's Your Community Heritage Program and funding from the Derwent Valley Council. We would like to thank the many members of the public who have given freely of their thoughts and memories to make this project a success.